Today's shiur is Masechta Erech and Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, the third wide line. Amar Rav Anan, Shamat Minei Demar Shmuel Tarti. I heard two halachas said by Shmuel. Chadahach, one is the halacha that we've been discussing since the end of the previous shiur, where Shmuel taught us, a machlokes of Rav and Shmuel actually, that if somebody sold a field in the Yovel year, according to the opinion of Shmuel, the entire sale is null and void, because as Shmuel said, if something that was previously sold goes out in the Yovel year, certainly a sale cannot be valid when done in the Yovel year. Vidach, and the other halacha that I heard from Shmuel, says Rav Anan, is Hamoich Avdalev Kechavim, if somebody sells his Eved Kenani to an Akum, Oy, L'chutz Loretz, or if he sold his Eved Kenani to Chutz Loretz, Yoytz L'cheres. So the way that we should explain this halacha, if someone sold his Eved Kenani to Chutz Loretz, is if the Eved Kenani is already in Chutz Loretz, and he was sold there, there would be no Isser, because the Eved Kenani is already in Chutz Loretz anyway. What we're referring to here is a situation where Eved Kenani is in Eretz Yisrael, and he was sold to an individual who lives in Chutz Loretz, and therefore is very likely to take this Eved Kenani to Chutz Loretz. And we know, as we learned earlier, that one may not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Loretz. So here, if it was sold to Chutz Loretz or to an individual who lives in Chutz Loretz, Yoytz L'cheres, he goes out free. And Rav Anan comments, Chodor, in one of these two situations, Hadris Vini, the money goes back from the to the buyer. The Hadar, in one of them, Loy Hadris Vini, and in one of them, the money does not go back to the buyer. V'loy Yedana Haimanai, and I don't know where he said what. So Rashi immediately asks that if, according to Shmuel, when the halacha is, by if we're going to say by Yovel year, the buyer who paid doesn't get back his money, then what would be the nafka mina between Rav and Shmuel? They're both saying the same, that the sale is that the property goes back to the seller, and the buyer loses his money. So how could Rav Anan not have known that it's by Yovel that Shmuel holds that this money goes back? Because if that's not the case, what would be the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? So Rashi gives two nafkaminas. One nafkamina Rashi suggests is that according to Rav, the sale is a sale, and therefore if the buyer cut the trees of this field before he gives back the field, he would keep those trees. Whereas according to Shmuel, if he cut those trees off, he would not keep them. Another nafkamina that Rashi suggests is if we know that there's a kinyan agav karka, that property, that metatlin could be sold agav karka. And what would be the halacha if such a kinyan took place by the buyer agav this karka? According to Rav, where the property becomes the buyer's, such a kinyan would be a valid kinyan. Whereas according to Shmuel, where the property never becomes the buyer's, the kinyan would not be a valid kinyan. Another nafkamina that the Rishonim suggest is if they made the sale in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What we learned earlier in our Masechta, the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that Yovel actually begins on Rosh Hashanah, but the actual application of Yovel only took place on Yom Kippur. So according to Rav, the field would only be returned on Yom Kippur. Where according to Shmuel, where the sale is not a sale, it would be returned either, even prior to Yom Kippur. Another nafkamina that I saw is that we've mentioned that even though all sales are subject to Hilchus Yovel, the halacha, however, is that if someone sells a property for a specific term, for example, it was sold for 60 years, then the halacha of Yovel would not apply. So according to Rav, if in the Yovel year the property was sold for 60 years, the sale would be considered a valid sale. Whereas according to Shmuel, any sale that takes place during the Yovel year is not considered a valid sale, and therefore if the property was sold for 60, even if it was sold under those terms, the Yovel, the sale will not be a valid sale. Amar Rav Yosef. So now Rav Anan isn't quite certain which of these two halachas, which of these two cases is where the buyer returns the money and where does the buyer not return the money. Amar Rav Yosef. Nechsi Anon. Let's try to analyze it ourselves. Midatani Mabraisa. Because we learned in a Braisa. Hamaycha Avdei L'chutz L'aretz. If somebody sells his ever connected to Chutz L'aretz, the halacha is Yoytz L'cheiris. The Tzarech gets Shichr Merabi Sheni. But he has to get Shichr from his second owner. Shemamina. Isn't this clear? Midakar L'Lesheni Rabbi. Fact that the Braisa calls him his owner, Ama Loi Hadrizvini. It's obvious is because the payment money, the buyer's payment is not returned, and that's why he's considered the owner. The key, Karma Shmuel Hacha, it's regarding the Yovel field, that's where Shmuel says, Eina Mechur, that the sale is not a sale, or Maas Chayzrim, that the buyer gets back his money. So it's by the Eved, the Halacha is that the Eved, the money is not returned, by the Yovel sale in the year of the Yovel, according to him, the sale, the money is returned. Ask the Gemara, Rav Anan Braisa Lashmili, isn't this Braisa clearly an indication of what is the halacha? Why didn't Rav Anan understand this himself? Udishmul, the Gemara explains why he didn't make, why Rav Anan made this wasn't clear. Because his thought in Shmuel was, Mamai, maybe who says what Shmuel meant when a field is sold in the Yovel year, that it ain't a mechura, that the sale is not a sale, or Maaz Chayzrim, and the money is returned. Dilma, maybe what he meant to say is, ain't a mechura, it's not a sale, or Maaz Matana, but the money should be considered as a gift. And where do we have such a precedent? Ditmar, Hamakadish Achaisai, if somebody is Makadish a sister, so Avada, we know that Allah is that one cannot be Makadish a sister. Rav Amar Maas Chayzim, Rav says the money goes back, but Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says the Maas Amatana. Rav holds that the money is considered a Pikadon, and Shmuel holds that the money is considered a gift. So here too, the Gemara thought that maybe what he meant was that the money is to be considered a gift, and that the buyer doesn't have to, and therefore the halacha here would be by Yovel, it's considered a gift and not need not be returned. That's why the Braisa approves that no, that the money is given back. So the Mefarshim explain the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel, why if the money is given to a sister as a kesef kedushin, what is the machloikis all about? So the Chazon Ish says that most people, when they give money to someone else, mean that it should be a pikadon, and that Shmuel holds most people think it should be a matana, mean to give it as a matana. And therefore, according to Rav, even if the Mekadosh would say that his intention was that it should be a gift, it'll be a meaningless statement. Because it'll be Dvarim Shebelev, but Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. The Amakna has a different way of understanding the Machloikis. He says that most people indeed intend to give the gift, the money, as a Bikadon, but there are some that intend to give it as a gift. And the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is Hoch Memomen Acharoiv. Rav says Hoch Memomen Acharoiv, and since most people mean to give it as Bikadon, here too
we assume that it's going to be a Bikadim. Shmuel, on the other hand, does not follow that opinion. Shmuel doesn't hold, says, and hold from the moment Acharoy. And even though most people mean it to be a gift, there are those that don't mean it to be a gift, and those that are, and therefore, there are those that do mean it to be a gift, and we will treat it therefore as a gift. So we learned that if somebody sold his Eved Kanani to Chutz Laretz, the buyer loses the money. He has to free the Eved, and he loses the money he gave. Omer Abayler Rav Yosef. So Abayler asked Rav Yosef, Mike Chazes the Kansinah Leloikeach, why did Chazal penalize the buyer? Niknasei Lemoicher. Shouldn't have Chazal penalized the seller? Omelay. To which he responded, Lav Ach Berganov. It's not the mouse who is the stealer, it's the Chayraganov, it's the hole. And therefore, were there not to be a Lekeach, there can never be this Aveira, and therefore the Lekeach deserves to be penalized. Asks Abaya, but Ilav Achbar, if you won't have a mouse, Chur Menole, without a mouse, there is no Ganeva. So why is the buyer penalized? Answers Rabbi Yosef, Mistabra, Hecha the Isser Lesura, where the Isser is. That means, in this case, since the Isser is in the possession of the buyer, therefore, considering he is the one to be punished. And I saw the Mefarsh say, this Gemara is the basis why someone may not buy stolen items. One could maybe argue, I didn't steal it, I didn't do anything wrong. From here we see that the Chura is also considered participating in the Aveira, and therefore one may not buy stolen item. We learned in the Mishnah, that the halach is that a stay achuza cannot be redeemed for at least 2 years. The Mishnah said if those years turned out to be a year of famine, it's not accounted. But then the Mishnah said that if the buyer plowed the field or left it empty, they are included in the 2 year count. Ask the Gemara, hash the Havira Oilala, if the buyer left it open, it's considered in the count, Nora. So if he plowed it, Mibaya certainly he ought to be considered in the count. Answers the Gemara, Nora Itzukhle. There was a reason for the Mishnah to teach us the din of Nora. We tell the buyer that Havle Dmei Velasik, at least pay the buyer for the investment that he made in plowing the field. Chamash Malam, therefore, teaches us the Gemara that we don't have to pay that. How do we know that we indeed don't have to pay that? So the Rishonim explain, because since the Mishnah put the case of Nora and Havira together, so just like when he left it empty, there's some you certainly don't have to pay. Similarly, when he plowed it, there is no need to pay. Rebbe Lezheimer, Machula, he sold the field right before Rosh Hashanah. And when he sold the field, there were cracks in the field. We learned in the Mishnah that the halacha is that the buyer will then have three cracks. Tanya Rebbe Lezheimer, the Braisa, explains, that it was sold before Shana full of fruit, that the seller has no right to say to the buyer, you have to return it to me full, just like I gave it to you full. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, that we pomim, there are going to be situations that he gets to eat three crops, even though he only keeps it for 2 years. Says the Mishnah, if the owner of the Stei Achuza sold it for 100 zuz, so as we've learned, the way it works in terms of buying it back, is let's say it was sold for $100, 10 years before Yovel, so each year is worth $10. So as we've learned, the first 2 years you can't redeem it, but in the second year, but in the third year you redeem it, and you will redeem it for $80, and so on. The next year would be $70, etc. Let's say it was sold to the first buyer for $100, and then he went on and sold it to the second buyer. Umachra L'sheni B'Masayim. Umachra Rishon L'sheni B'Masayim. And he sold it to the second buyer for $200. Ein Mechasher Olam Rishon. The seller only deals with the first buyer, and he redeems it at the rate of $100. Nemar L'ish Asher Machalai. There is a question amongst the Rishonim. Now, what happens between the first buyer and the second buyer? Some explain that it's the second buyer who's going to get this money from the seller and will lose the difference. Others say that the buyer deals with the seller deals with the first buyer, and then the first buyer and the second buyer have to come to terms. Machla Rishim and Masayim. What happens if he sold it to the first buyer for $200? And then Umachla Rishim Lashani Bimana, and then he sold it to a second buyer only for $100. Here, says the Mishnah, Ein Mechasher Olam Achron. The seller only deals with the second buyer. Shnemar Veheshiv Shnei Mekarav Veheshiv Ish Shabtaychai. He always, so as we see, and we'll discuss this more in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara, that it's always to the advantage of the seller. Whoever bought it for less is the person that he will deal with. There's a machlekes Rambam and Raiva, that if I rent an apartment, a property from someone, may the renter sublease that property to a second tenant? And the Rambam says that he may, unless there's a concern that the second tenant will not treat the property properly. The Ravid disagrees. And the Aruch HaShulchan clearly indicates that even the Rambam agrees that there's a concern that the second tenant will not treat the property properly. It may not be done. The Achroinim also discuss that there may be a nafkamina and a halacha, who is responsible for damages. If the landlord is responsible for damages, then the tenant may not do it. If he's not responsible for damages, if the tenant is responsible for damages, perhaps he may do it. Clearly, the Rishonim agree that by metaplin, one may not sublease something that he rented. But Agos Maimonis wants to bring a raya, and Mordechai want to bring a raya to the opinion of the Rambam from our Mishnah in Gemara. Because in the time of Yovel, when I buy a property from somebody, as we're learning, since the seller always has the ability to get it back, so really I'm no more than a renter. Yet our Mishnah, and the Gemara in a moment will elaborate, clearly indicate that I could go sell it on. Isn't that a proof to the opinion of the Rambam that a renter could sublease the apartment that he rented? So the way the Achronim actually explain the machloikas of the Rambam and the Ravid is exactly a very fundamental question. In the time of Yovel, when I buy a property where it's clear, as we are learning, that the owner could get it back, how does the halacha look at my rights to this property, I the buyer? The Rambam is going to learn that the halacha doesn't look at me as more than a renter. And if our Mishnah and Gemara clearly indicate that I can now sell it further, it's clearly a raya that a renter could sublease property. Whereas the Ravid says that renting and owning property in the time of Yovel are not really the same. And even though, as is clear, owning property in time of Yovel doesn't give you full-fledged ownership, you're still more than your average renter. And therefore, the rival would say that in our case, one could rent it further, but that isn't the raya what could be done in terms of subleasing a rented property. Continues the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. I may not sell a field far from my home in order to buy back a close one. I can't sell a poor quality field in order to buy back a good quality field. And the same halakha is vice versa. Just the Mishnah speaks about this case because this is the case that's normally going to happen. Lo yiva v'yigal, I may not borrow money in order to buy back a property. V'lo yigal l'chatzoyim, I can't redeem a half a field. This is all when I sold a steyachuza. But by hegdish, when I was magdish a steyachuza, and the Gemara Mitzvah is going to explain why the halakha is different when it was magdish a steyachuza versus when I sold a steyachuza. Their mutter, bechulin, all of these things that the Mishnah said I may not to be done, can be done then. And therefore says the Mishnah, zeh chaymer behedjit bechulin, this is why we treat something by selling to a hedjit more strictly than when we're magdish. Tanabon. And the Gemara begins to discuss the halakha that we just discussed in our Mishnah. If I sold my steyachuza to the first person for a mana, or machol rishim l'shem mesayim, and then he sold it on for 200, menayin shem mechashiv elam rishim. How do we know that I only do my redemption with the first buyer? Tamaloy mel isha shemachalay. However, says the brayso, machol rishim mesayim. If I sold it to the first individual for 200, machol l'shem mana. And then he sold it on to the next person only for 100. And the way all the Mefarshim explain, here we're speaking about a case where the field went up and down in value because of real estate prices, not because of any special circumstances or any special relationship between the buyer and the seller. Machlo Rishon Mesayim. Or machol rishon l'sheni b'mana, menayin shei mechashma el m'sheni, who paid less, tamalam ish, lisha shebetoycha divrei Rebbe. So we always go in favor of the seller, as we will see in the Gemara soon. Reb D'Stoy ben Yehuda Omer, machol b'mana, if I sold it to the owner, if I sold it to the buyer for 100, v'shbicha, and it went up in value of onda m'sayim, menayin shei mechashma el b'mana, we go according to the $100 price, what he actually got, and he actually got 100. Whereas, machlo b'masayim, if it was sold for 200, v'chsif avam da mona, and the price of real estate dropped, and it's only worth now a mona, menayin shei mechashma el b'mona, how do we know that we only count with a mona? Shenemar v'heshiv es ha'oidif, ha'oidif shebekarka. We go according to the value of the property, and the value of the property currently is only 100. But ask the Gemara, whether we follow Rebbe's explanation of the Pesukim, or whether we follow Reb D'Stoy's explanation of the Pesukim, the result is always the same, that we redeem in the favor of the seller. So my benayu, what is the practical nafkamina between Rebbe and Reb D'Stoy? Answers the Gemara, the Iker v'zol v'yiker, where it was sold for 200, then the buyer sold it to someone else for 100, and then it went back up in the hands of the second buyer to the value of 200. According to Rebbe, he bought it for 100. The first buyer bought it for 200, but the second buyer bought it for 100, and we always go according to the lower sale price. Whereas according to Reb D'Stoy, since now, when it's by the second buyer, it's worth 200, and the first buyer bought it for 200, will follow the $200 price. Another nafkamina is where there's only a single buyer, and the price was higher at the time of the sale, below at the time of redemption. According to Rebbe, who only looks at sale price, so here there was only one sale price, the higher sale price, and that would be the price at which it must be redeemed. Whereas according to Reb D'Stoy, we look at the value of the field. And since it went down, even though it was never sold for this lower amount, that would be the amount of redemption. But clearly, according to all of the shittas that we've been learning, we are always looking at the favor of the seller. Ask the Gemara, well, my delakula, why do we always look at the favor of the seller? why shouldn't we look at the favor? Why should we go to Chumrah of the seller? Answers the Gemara, Lo Sal Kedaita. Why? It doesn't, it's not correct. The Gama Gula Gula Me'Eved Ivri. We're going to learn from an Eved Ivri that we look at the favor of the Eved Ivri when he comes to redeem himself. And we learn Xer Shava that so too is the Halacha when redeeming this field. So ask the Mefarshim, if we have a Xer Shava from Eved Ivri, why do we need all these other Ilamudim that we're learning? Answer the Mefarshim, that since the comparison between Eved Ivri and Stei Achuza is not a perfect comparison, there are clearly differences between Stei Achuza and Eved Ivri. We can't just rely on the Gzeir Shava alone. We need a combination of the Gzeir Shava and the Psukim that we just learned to get to this result. Ask the Gemara, V'hasa minola, and how do we know that indeed by an Eved Ivri we redeem in the favor of the Eved Ivri? The Tanya. Because it says in the Braisa, Nimka b'mono, if an Eved Ivri was sold for 100, v'shbiyach o'amen al-masayim, and then he went up to value of 200. Menayin she'em chashen al-memono, when he comes to redeem himself, we use the $100 price. Shnema mikas miknosai. We look at the value of what he was sold. But, however, Nimka b'masayim, if he was sold for 200, the hichsev o'amen al-mono, and then he depreciated, and he's only worth 100, Menayin she'em chashen al-memono, how do we know that we use the monof as the fee? Shnemar kfi shonof, we look at his actual value. Continues the Braisa. We only know that this is the case when Eved Ivri was sold to Akum. Shagov yodel yonah, that that's when we work in the favor of the Eved Ivri. Nimkal Yisrael minayim, how do you know when he was sold to Yisrael that sold to is the halacha? Tamalayim asach asach l'gzer shava. And here too again explained the Mefarshim that the Gemara saying since the comparison between Eved Ivri and Stei Achuza is not such a perfect comparison, we have to show that in all situations of an Eved Ivri, the halacha is that we work in the favor of the Eved Ivri, and therefore we expand that, that that should also be the halacha by the Stei Achuza that was sold. Amar Abaye, said Abaye about himself, Hareini ki ben Azay b'shuk ha-Tveria. I am to be treated like ben Azay in the marketplace of the Tveria. And as the Mefarshim explained, what he meant to say was that just like Ben Azai was able to answer all questions that were posed to him, I too am able to answer questions that are posed to me. Another pshat is that we learned the Gemara Masechta B'Chairis, where Ben Azai said that all Chachamim compared to me are Keklipas Hashum, like the peel of garlic. What he was trying to say is that just like garlic is very sharp, I too am very sharp, and I'm able to answer questions. So one Rabbanan asked Abaya, we could explain this Gemara, we could explain and work for the better, for the benefit of the Eved Ivri, or for against the Eved Ivri. Why do we explain the Pesukim to his benefit? Answered Abaya, Lo Sata Daita. It doesn't make sense that we should be strict with him. Mida akel rachmona gabei, because we find that the Torah was lenient with him. The Tanya, the pasuk says regarding the Eved Ivri, ki toiv lo imach b'macho, you should serve him this imach b'macho, imach b'meshta, which means shloitei ata, shloitei pas nakia, that the Yuri owner should not eat better bread, v'ocha pas kibur, he should eat inferior quality. After Shaisi Yayin Yoshin, you should drink better wine. Who Shaisi Yayin Chadosh, and he should drink poor quality wine. After Yoshin Agaba Muchin, you sleep on good linen. Who Yoshin Agaba Karka. Bekan Amru, a kind of Eved Ivri, a kind of Adam Latzmai. You have to treat him so well. So, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim debate, is, even though the halacha is that you have to treat the Eved Ivri so well, can one make a tenai not to treat the Eved Ivri that way? Or must he keep this halacha under all circumstances? It's actually a machlokes Rishayim. Furthermore, the Rishayim asked, Here the Gemara says that somebody who buys an Eved Ivri is Kikoina Adam L'Atzmai. Why is it Kikoina Adam L'Atzmai? We're learning that they're treated equally. But not that he's treated better. So the Rishayim answer that it is Kikoina Adam L'Atzmai. Because what would be the halacha if an Eved, if an owner only has one pillow? Who should get the pillow? He can't keep it for himself. Because we just learned that the Eved Ivri has to be treated equal to himself. That neither of them should use the pillow is also an untenable situation. So, because that's Midas Toim. So who gets the pillow? It must be that the Eved Ivri gets the pillow, and we see that it's Kekoina Odon La'atzmo. So I sort of Mefarshim asked that the Gemara says in Masechta Bava Metzia that if two people are walking together, and they only have enough food for one of them has food, but it's only enough for himself, not enough to share, the halacha is chayecha koidmin. You have to take care of yourself first. So why two here is the halacha, not that chayecha koidmin, that the owner should take the pillow and not have to give the pillow to his eved? So some explain, you can't compare food to a pillow. Food, the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia is talking about food which is necessary to live. Here we're speaking about a pillow. You can live without a pillow. Another pshat that the Maram Shif explains is that when there are two people walking together, and what's going to happen is, if I have to support my brother, so I'm going to give him my food, but now he'll have an obligation to give me back the food, because now he has the obligation of a chayachichi imach. And it becomes a never-ending cycle. So just keep the food yourself. However, the Adon has a responsibility to the Eved. Eved has no responsibility to the Adon. And therefore the Adon has to give the pillow to the Eved. Unlike the Gemara over there. Then the Rav Shif says another teretz. He says, indeed the halacha is that if they have only one pillow, it isn't that the Ivri is going to have the pillow every night, and the Adon never has the pillow. What will happen is, they're going to share one night the Eved Ivri, and one night the Adon. But it's going to be every second night, where the Eved Ivri is sleeping with a pillow, and the Adon isn't. And therefore, it's considered Kekoina Adon La'atzmai. There's a beautiful story from the Ponovitch Rav. The Ponovitch Rav, after World War II, had in the city of Bnei Brak a home for the Yosoimim, for the orphans who had survived the war. And they didn't have pillows. They didn't have adequate linen for all of these children. And the Ponovitch Rav spoke in the shul of Bnei Brak, and he mentioned this Gemara. And he asked the question that we just asked. Isn't there halacha of chayecha kaidman, and therefore you, the owner, should keep the pillow before he gives the pillow to his eved? Said the Ponovitch Rav, yes, chayecha kaidman, but what kind of a life is a life where I have a pillow and my eved doesn't have a pillow? How can I lay down at night and sleep on a pillow knowing that my eved doesn't have a pillow? And the same he said, how could you, the people of Bnei Brak, sleep at night knowing that there are amongst you Yosoimim of the horrible Holocaust that don't have a pillow for their head? That matzoi, that was what he said at that Russia on Shabbos. And that matzoi Shabbos, so many people of the city of Bnei Brak came to the Ponovitch Rav with pillows, saying, you're right, we can't sleep on a pillow when we have in our midst these children who don't have pillows. The Mefarshim say that we can now understand that Avraham Avinu describes Eliezer Hamoishel B'chol HaShaloi. Why is he called Hamoishel B'chol HaShaloi? Because we see in our Gemara that Eved is Kona Odon La'atzma. Ask the Gemara, but why are we treating Avodim so nicely? Adrabba. Nachman Lamed Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Why shouldn't we be tough on him as Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina taught us? Do Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Bar Re'ei Kamakosha Afkosha Shvius. Let's understand how difficult is even not the main aveira of shmius, just the dust, the secondary aveira. Because other noisim and noisim perish shvius. Because the isser, the main isser in shvius is doing, working the field, not selling the produce, even though it's osser. Machlokes rishonim, if there's, it's isser deraisa or isser derabbanan. But very a kamakosho after shvius. Adam noisim and noisim perish shvius. If somebody does business with perish shvius, the soif meiches metatlov, he has to sell off his metatlin. Shenema b'shnas hayoyv azoyz teshuvu ish al chuzosoy. V'ksiv v'kisim k'mimkel amisecha konim yad amisecha. Dov ha'niknum yad liyad, something that's easily transferable, which I'm a tatlin. Loi hirgish, if that doesn't cause him to do tshuva, v'soif meicher asidoysov, he'll sell his field. Shenema v'chiyomach achicha u'mocher mechuzosoy, he'll sell his field. Loi bas liyadoy, if that doesn't work, v'soif meicher asbeisoy, he'll sell his home. Shenemar v'ish ki yimker beis mosh erev koyma. And as the Mefarshim explained, the home is sold after the fields because the fields go back in the yovel year, whereas the home in the beis mosh erev koyma, the next sugi that we're about to learn, the loch is that those field, that the field of the house that you aren't paid to them in the first year, you never get a chance to be paid to them again. But stops the Gemara to ask. Ma'ishna hasam the kama lahirgish. First, the Gemara uses the words lahirgish. Ma'ishna hacha the kama lahbas liyadai. Answer the Gemara to Rav Huna. Dar Rav Huna. Kivin sh'adam over aveira v'shanaba. Once a person does an aveira and repeats it, hotruloi. And therefore, the first time he'll still recognize he did an aveira. The second time he doesn't recognize. Ask the Gemara, hotruloi sakadatach. If a person does an aveira a second time, it becomes mutter. Ela ema nas like a hetter. He treats it like it's mutter. So the Farshim all try to say pshat, but what does it mean, nas is like a hetter? Some explain that hukraloi, that we're all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once a person does an aveira, hukraloi, that special relationship that exists between us and Hashem, hukru, becomes weaker, he comes disconnected. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says in the Masechta of Rosh Hashanah, Ma'aver Rishon Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel the first Aveira. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichel the first Aveira? So the Kedusha Slavi explains, because when a person does the Aveira the first time, that is really an Aveira. The second time he does an Aveira, as Al Gemara just said, Nas like a heter. He doesn't treat it so seriously. And that's why Rishon, the main Aveira, is considered when he did it the first time, and for that the Torah tells us, Maver Rishon Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Michael those Aveiras. Another pshat that I saw from the Satna Rebbe in the Divrei Yoel, Kivin Sha'ava Aveira, Adam Aveira Vishonaba. The reason the Gemara uses the word Vishonah to teach us the repetition of an Aveira, because Shana also means to learn. A person does an Aveira for Shana, and he starts to think that what he's doing, he wants to believe that what he's doing is right. So for Shana, he becomes a Talmud Chacham, and he says, what I'm doing is not an Aveira. And when you fall into that trap, then not only are you doing an Aveira, but for Shana, you use your being a Talmud Chacham to say that what I'm doing is actually mutter, that's what Nas is like a heter. Continues the Gemara. Loi bas liyada, that isn't enough, at shemaych respitoi, until he actually ends up selling his daughter. Shenemar kiyim ke ish spita la'oma. V'afagav, says the Gemara, the bita b'hai inyan alesa, the concept of selling a daughter isn't in that parasha. You're better off selling your daughter for a laser barbisa than borrowing money on interest. Why? Dila hasam, when you lend money, when you sell your daughter, migrav azla, every year it gets cheaper to redeem her. Dila hacha, when you borrow money on interest, kamosa for azla, it keeps on going up. The interest keeps on piling on. Loi bas liyada, if that if that hasn't caused him yet to do tshuva, l'soif shemaychas atzmai, he ultimately sells himself. Shenemar, ki yomach achicha, imach v'nimkaloch. Loi l'cha, he's not sold just to another Jew, el ager. Shenemar l'ager. V'loi l'ager tzedek, not to get tzedek, el l'ager toyshif. Shenemar l'ager toyshif. V'shkvachas ger, the Pasuk says, zayv k'chovim. K'shoyim ala eker, so mum kavinasu misharas loiv k'chom atzmai, you end up not only being sold to an akum, but having to have to work in a base of avodah zarah. So we see that the Torah is strict with the person who's an eved ivri. Why in our Gemara are we treating him leniently? Amalei ha'hadri kol. The Pasuk itself shows us, tells us to have rachmanis on him. The Tana de Be'er B'Shmo, ha'ev ha'holuch ha'mach ha'atzman avodah zarah, since he sold himself to avodah k'chovim, itche even ha'chanoifa, should we throw a stone after him? Tamaloima, ask the Gemara, yes, we should try to redeem him. The loy l'tambat come, they shouldn't get assimilated with the akum. However, l'oylem linya p'joyne nachmer, and as the Mefarshim explained, once the Torah tells his family to redeem him, maybe what the Torah means is to redeem him at full value. Omar nachman, b'yitzchak siv im oig rabbis b'shonim. So the pasuk by itself is sort of difficult to understand. Are the bigger years or smaller years? El misrabba kasboy, if his value goes up, b'kesav miknasoy, we use the sale price. The smart kasboy, and if his value goes down, kfi shonov, then we use the value that he has currently. Veima, ask the Gemara, how do we know to explain the pasuk that way? Maybe what the pasuk means to say is, heichad avatarti, if he worked for 2 years, or paisha arba, and there's still 4 years left to his term, leisav le arba mekes meknasoy, he has to give the value of 4 years. Heichad avat arba, but if he already worked 4 years, or paisha tarti, and there are only 2 years left to his term, leisav le kafi shonov. But how do we know that it means to look at the lower value? Answers the Gemara. Imkay nichtav im oid rabbis b'shonim shonim my b'shonim. The teachers in the Srabba Kasper b'shonim. If his value went up, mekes meknasoy, we use the sale price. The smart Kasper b'shonim, then we go kafi shonov, we go according to his years. Omer of Yosef, the shinner of Nachman Lahana Kroy Kasinai. He explained his psukim like they were explained by Har Sinai. Part of b'shonim the Gemara is that he said them the way they were said by Har Sinai. Another pshat I saw is that the Pnei Menachem explains. We say in the Haggadah, Ilu kavonu l'fnei Har Sinai v'lo nosu lanu as ha-toyra dayenu. And all the Mefarshim ask, what is the purpose of kavonu l'fnei Har Sinai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Har Sinai if he hadn't given us the Torah? The whole purpose of being at Har Sinai is to give us the Torah. So he explains that we know that the lesson of Har Sinai is that Har Sinai was the mountain which showed modesty, which showed Yiras Shamayim. How could somebody come, how did Rav Nachman come to explain the Pasuk this way? The way he was able to explain the Pasuk this way is by saying, is by acting like a Sinai. A person with Yiras Shamayim explains the psukim in the favor of the Eved Ivri, how we could get out of being an Eved Ivri. So we learned in the Mishnah, Layimcha Berachayk, even though when it comes to redeem, but there were all sorts of limitations. Ask the Rabbanan immediately, the Tana Rabbanan, the Siga Yodai, Yad Atzmai. He has to have enough funds, Shlayiva Vayigal. He shouldn't borrow funds to redeem the field. Or Matzah, Prat L'Motzi. Only money that he gets afterwards. Money that he already had when he sold the field cannot be used. So Yirka Barachot Biyigal Bakarov, Barah Biyigal Biyafa, Kedei Gulasoi, Kedei Gulasu Gail, he has to redeem the entire field. Ve'edagoy Lechatsoim. Ask the Gemara, Lememra, the Matzah, that when the Pasuk says the Matzah means Hashtamashma, money that he got now, not money that he had previously. For many, but we see just the opposite. The halacha is that if somebody kills someone else b'shogeg, he goes to Golos. So the Gemara teaches us in Masecht Makis, Umatzah, the Pasuk says Umatzah, Prat Lamantzi Atzmai. We can Amar Rav Elazar. In Mishiyotz Ev Metachs Yodai, if somebody threw the stone, and only after he threw the stone, Hoitze Alos Rosh V'Kiblo, the victim put out his head, Potter. Then the murderer doesn't even go to Golos. Alma, Matzah Midah the Isimi Kar Mashma. Only if his head was there before is he considered a murderer, otherwise not. So what is the definition of matzah? Before or now? Answers the Gemara, we have to look at the context. Amarava. Hach min yana dekra, v'hach min yikra. Hacha dumi de siga yada. The Pasuk says, siga yada. Ma siga yada de hashta, which he has now. Av matzah nam de hashta, only funds that become available to him now. V'hach dumi de yar. There it says, regarding the murder, the Pasuk of yar. Veshiyovas hirei be'yar, lacht of eitzim. Ma yar, milfdis mikara, only if it was there from the beginning. Matzah milfdis mikara, but if his head came out later than that. Behegdish, the Mishnah said, were more lenient. Ask the Marmanonimili, the Tanabon, v'mgo yigo, melamed, shloiv v'goy lechtsoim, if someone was magdish a field, he could be paid the half of it, amr b'shem matam, and as Mepharshim explained, the Rav Shimon is the mandama throughout Shas, who's Dairish, who explains Tam the Krah. Lefishimitzinu, the Meichel Steyachuza Shiofa Karchai. We find that when it comes to Steyachuza, the rights are strengthened. Shimgi Yovel Vloy Nigala, that if you sold your field and Yovel comes and you haven't bought it back, Chayzeris Labal and Beyovel. So since he has, the seller has that advantage, Hura Karchai, that we learned so extensively in Amasekta. His position is weak. That if by Yovel he has redeemed his field, that's why the Torah gives him this benefit. Tani Chada, as the Gemara one bright says, that if somebody is Magdish Steyachuza, he has this lenient way of redeeming. The Tanya, but there's another brisa that says Ena goyel, how do we reconcile these two brises? And says the Gemara Loi Kasha. The brisa that takes the strict opinion is Rabbanon. Rav Shimon, who we just said, explains the Pesukim, takes the more lenient approach.